Hey guys, welcome to the KZN Fishing Report presented by Angler New South Africa. I'm your host, Vinesh Zagreem, and this show is brought to you by the Kingfisher.
Daiwa is proud to introduce the next generation of BG spinning reels, the Daiwa BG-NQ. Thanks to their new one-piece monocoque aluminium body, they're lighter, stronger, and with even more torque. Sizes 6,000 to 20,000 cover every aspect of saltwater fishing, from spinning lures off the beach to winching in giant sharks and throwing lures offshore at big game. The new design makes it more rigid and distortion-proof, increasing water resistance. Gears are larger and more durable thanks to DigiGear technology, extending their gear life. Daiwa, feel alive.
Hello KZN and welcome to this week's fishing report. This is the 19th of May 2022 and wow, the winter bite is in the air. We can feel the chill, it has already begun. But this is not a bad thing because all that means is that there is now edible fish coming along. And with that edible fish, that means it's time to pack away the heavier stuff, bring out the tackle for the finer edibles that are going to be coming on the bite. And also what it means is that it's time to pay more attention to your bait presentations. Now there are two ways we can do this, and one is by going through your bait guide, which is available on the Angler News Facebook page. It's available for free, it's there for you to download, and in this book you'll find the latest bait presentations that are available for you to be targeting the species over this winter season. The other way you could find the latest bait presentations and the most appropriate way to be fishing this upcoming season is to go onto the Kingfisher YouTube page, and that's where you'll find the latest videos, which includes a plethora of bait presentations. So let's get into this week's fishing report. But before we do, it must be said that Durban Beaches, guys, is still closed due to the E. coli issues we are having. We are trying to pay attention to it. We are keeping our ears on the ground, so our reporters. And as soon as we know those levels are clear, we are good to go. But that does not mean we did not hear about some fishing that's been going on. But we'll get to that as we move closer towards Durban. For now, let's kick off the report, starting off, as always, down the south coast, with your areas being Port Edward, Ramsgate, Margate, Yuvongo, Shelly Beach, and Port Shepston. So the fishing has slowed down a touch since last week, but there is still fish to be caught. The water is still pretty warm, still a little bit brownish. On your rock and surf side, there's a bit of shad at the block in Port Shepston. There's the odd stumpy, the odd salmon, as well as some good cob in the river mouths. Now, what the flood has done has caused these rivers to open up a bit and allow the fish to come in because they want to feed over the mullet that's in the area. Your best method to use for these is sliding your live bait, looking for a hole at those river mouths, getting that live bait in there, and, well, hold on, because there would be a cob coming through very soon for that. On your ski boat side, there has been some small tuna, a bit of bottom fish. However, as always, taxman is around, so be prepared for that. And there has been snook closer towards the inshore waters. So all in all, lower south coast looking fairly good. Not as active as last week, but not bad at all. Definitely worth going out and putting a shot if you can brave the wet weather that's coming through this weekend. Now moving on to Rocky Bay, Pennington, and Scottborough. Well, over there as well, guys, slow down a touch, but it's still active. There's still anglers out there. The fishing is not as crazy or on fire as last week, but they are getting the odd salmon, the odd shad in the morning. The rockfish is fishing fairly well. Your bream species is coming out fairly decently. So Rocky Bay is certainly an area to be out, and as well as Scottborough if you are targeting the cob. But what about Warner Beach and Amanzantote? Well, we've got a report this week because we've got Gary back. And this is what Gary has seen over the past week in Warner Beach.
Good afternoon, chaps. It's Gary here at the Kingfisher Warner Beach. This was nice yesterday and got up a bit today. There've been a couple of garrick coming out here and there. I'm sure there'll be some good sized pompano and big winter stumpies around now as well. You can find a nice bank or next to a rock. I heard of a couple of shattered winkle this morning as well. Yeah, let's see. The river mouth is still wide there to Lover. I spun very early there, but it's not conducive for garrick there where I am on that side of the high tide, I'm afraid. Let's see. Let's see in the next week or so what happens. I'm sure something will develop. I haven't seen any baitfish on top either. Normally, you know, if you can, well, towards the end of the month, you'd expect to see those jumpies and mozzies jumping, some type of life. But, yeah, let's see how it pans out. Quite a few carriers that, along the bluff, they tell me. Always nice to see them. Go well, and let's see what happens in the next week or so.
Thank you so much for that, Gary. It's great to have you back. And, well, the Garrick is around, the Shad is around, so, yeah, winter fish is here. Is this the same for Durban? Well, we've got Mike V with the report, and this is what Mike V had to say.
How's it, my bro? Yeah, the beaches for KZN are still closed, but the guys are fishing. The cob are still around. Yeah, Glen Ashley's had nice stumpies, cob. There's a couple shad there. Also, one or two flatfish being hooked there in the dock. Not sure what they are, but the guys just said they got spooled, hook straightening, hook smooth breaking. Durban beachfront, couple small shad, couple grey sharks. Nothing major there. Apparently, Uncle Master's got some cob on it, but I can't confirm it. The bay's been quietish. Couple grunter, the odd small kingy, things like that on the boats. Offshore, the Oaks have been getting some nice bottoms. I saw a couple pictures of rock cod. Those half cob, keelback, 1-1, not a lot. A couple cooters still around and some snook, but that is about it, my buddy. That's all the reports I've received in the last couple of days. Thanks, my bro.
Thank you so much for that, Mike. Fantastic report. Great to have your ears on the ground for us. And yes, the cob is around. The half cob is around. Good to know that there's a mixed bag of fish around. But guys, like Mike said, the beaches are closed. Although the guys are fishing, it is at your own risk. So that was our report for Durban. And touching onto the North Coast, we've had Jesse last week with a fantastic report off the North Coast, and he is back with another one. And this also has great detail in it. In fact, you want to pay attention to what Jesse has to say about baiting over the next couple months in Bolito for the winter edibles that are coming around. This is Jesse from Kingfisher Bolito.
Hey, Vinesh. I hope all of the other reports have been positive. Continuing from what they were the last couple of weeks, especially considering we had a bit of rain on the weekend, and I think, you know, it did slow down somewhat here in the Bolito area, apart from one or two really decent fish that came out. But all in all, it did slow down a little bit this week, and we can only hope for something a little bit better next week. Let's wait and see what happens. But yeah, we've like I said, we had some decent fish. I heard of and actually saw a video of a really nice stumpy coming out in the region of about 7 kilos on octopus tentacle, which is basically, in my opinion, one of the better baits to use from now through to August, really, if you want to go out there and put out a decent bait. And I'm not talking about, you know, like a prawn for a bronze bream, or, you know, a small chocker bait for, you know, for mixed edibles. But an octopus tentacle is quite nice because it's very versatile. You can use it for brusher, you can use it for stumpy, you can use it for cob. A big flatfish will take it, a small flatfish will take it. Going into winter, you know, your blues start to come through quite nicely. And when I say blues, your blue rays. And they will take an octopus tentacle quite nicely. But for me, the most important part is when you put a big bait out like that, it's pecker proof. Don't get the small fish taking pieces off it like you would with, for example, your softer baits like your Falkland squid, which is phenomenal bait. It really is an effective bait. But the problem is it's a soft bait. Although it is a squid still, it's not as robust as your chocker squid, your Lilligo squid, and all of those type squids. You know, you can put out a bait, a small baby squid bait, and still catch the same fish as you would on octopus tentacle, except the main difference is now you will start to suffer a little bit more from having peckers, and you'll be rebaiting a lot more frequently than you would have hoped. You know, as opposed to putting out an octopus tentacle and you straight away, you're in the money with the big fish. You can definitely hook almost any species on that, winter species that is. And then obviously, if you're having two rods out, you can put the octopus tentacle out, leave it there, let it soak. Doesn't matter how long it's going to take. You know that it's going to be pecker proof, and you're not going to get your bait tuned off, and you're not going to have to reel it in every, 20 minutes and see the baits are still there. And then you can still fish with your prawn and scratch around for your smaller edibles like your bronze bream, stone bream, all of that type of stuff. And as I said previously, it's one of the best baits for cob, brusher, and stumpies. So your three main species that we get a lot of this time of the year through to August, really, in Belito, is what you're really going to be targeting on this on octopus tentacle. Alternatively, a good mussel bait, a mussel chocker combo with some decent length tassels. And then if you wanted to use baits like red eye, cutlet, and stuff like that, go ahead. They will all work. So yeah, that's just a little bit of a bait chat, considering what we've seen come out over the last week. The one big stumpy and then a couple of other ones. And then as far as the cob go, they have slowed down significantly, with the exception of the Tugela area, where they've been coming out quite nicely. And then we've also seen one or two snook start to come out as well. The guy's spinning, which is kind of expected after the rains. The snook will always feed after the rains, especially when the water starts to turn from brown to green. And then we have also seen a couple of blue rays start to come out as well, which is not one of the main target species in our area here in Belito, but the guys that are fishing for them will probably be better off traveling a bit north or south for them, especially down in the Durban area, on the North Beaches area. And then, yeah, guys, let's just wait and see what happens. The water is a little bit unsettled on the weekend. We've got some bad weather coming up, but we've got a full week of good fishing, and we have had good expectations. So let's see what happens, guys. All the best. Guys, my apologies. I did forget to mention the ski boat activity that we've been having over the last week, and it's been a bit of a shocker because everything went a bit quiet and nobody really had much decent fishing for a few days. And then all of a sudden, like, a light switch turned on, and we had really decent tuna coming out in the Westbrook area, Salmon Bay, a couple up in Tinney, but not too many. And then a couple of really, really nice cooter coming out. I mean, Bruce won the kayak competition on the weekend with a 23 plus kilo cooter, which is an absolute bomber. So they're still around. The guys are catching one or two. And I spoke in my last report about the size of the cooter that you're going to be targeting this year, this time of the year. You're not going to be targeting a lot of the small ones. You're going to be targeting the one or two crocs that you're going to get traveling up and down the coast. So, still a chance for one of those big cooter. It's not the end of the season yet. We've still got a little bit to go. And then, again, snook starting to bite, and the tuna seem to be a lot more abundant than in the last week or so. So, as far as ski boat goes, not too bad. Let's see what happens in the week to come.
Thank you so much for that, Jesse. Always great to have you on board with your knowledge and expertise, especially in guiding us on how to be fishing in the North Coast over the next couple of months. Now, the rest of the North Coast has been a little bit quiet, guys. Stanger, odd kingfish, mainly on live bait. There's been the odd cob, Mtinzini, hardly any boats going out fishing. The ones that did go out managed to get some cooter. The river has been fairly quiet as well. So, not too much reports coming out from that area of the North Coast. But Richards Bay, we've got Ali who's come on board. And this is her latest report of what's been going on in Richards Bay.
Hi Vinesh, it's Ali back with another report. For the past week, the weather have been on and off, but overall, fishing was good over the weekend. Deep sea anglers have been catching some snook and kutsa from the north side, and down south, guys caught a few mussel crackers on the ledge. On Patingo, there were rock salmon and a bit shallower. There you got the rubber lips, rock rods, and a few odd 2 kg salmons. Some late season dorado were also being caught. Four harbour anglers have been trying to catch the garrick, but no luck. There were a few other species coming out. Our estuary is a bit murky from the weather, but there is a news of some bronze bream and snapper salmon. But that's all for now. Tight lines, everyone.
Thank you so much for that, Ali. Another great in-depth report of what's been going on in Richards Bay. Now, St. Lucia, well, I couldn't get through to our correspondent, Jeff, because he is out fishing. And the reason he's out fishing is because St. Lucia is doing really well with the species that are coming out at the moment. At the River Malt is where you want to be. This weekend, if the weather permits you to, if you can brave it, definitely head out to St. Lucia River Malt, because there is some huge bream out there, up to 4 kilos from the reports that we've got. There's also a lot of small cob. There is the flatfish, stumpies, as well as, if you're going out on the skiboat side, still a fair amount of cooter and big tuna around, as well as the snook being on the bite. Now, I was chatting with Dennis in St. Lucia, and Dennis told me that they've had snook breaking spoons in half. I have never heard of such a thing, but I can honestly say if the fish are that hungry, I am going. So guys, that brings us to the end of our saltwater report. It is going to be a bit of a wet weekend. It's going to be a little bit cold, but as we always say on Angler News South Africa, if the fish is wet, what difference does it make? Let's go, let's get them. Now, moving on to our freshwater report, our usual correspondent, Young, from the Kingfisher in Pietermaritzburg, has this to say.
Hi there, Young Carvalho from the Kingfisher in Pietermaritzburg reporting, or rather that is from a candlelit howick, so I need to be careful that I don't pop my notes into the flame and burn the place down. So, while we've had a fantastic run of autumn weather, it does appear that there might be a wee fly in the ointment later on this week and the start of the weekend. There was some good snow in the forecast yesterday. This morning there was still forecast of some drippy stuff of around about 25 mils. And when I looked again recently, well, it was less than half that. So who knows what's actually going to happen for the weekend, but there might be enough just to put a wee damper on things. Yes, that was the pun intended. So the cooler weather recently has also impacted some water temperatures, and fishing has slowed in certain sectors, most notably the bass side, while the trout fishing just seems to be starting to take off. Looks like we've got a great season ahead of us. The reports coming in from the Natal Fly Fishers Club indicate that there have been a good number of anglers out on the still waters, making hay while the sun shines and taking advantage of the current good weather spell. There's been a good spread of fish reported, anything up to about 48 centimeters, that is 19 inches. Those are some cracking fish. And I've also received a few reports from private waters, and these are also producing well. So, as mentioned, this all bodes well for the stillwater event season, which kicks off in just short 2 weeks' time. As for the working flies, while most anglers are playing their cards close to the chest as usual, those anglers shopping have had to let their secrets out, and I've seen a few quote-unquote interesting requests. These have been on the larger, fluffier side, which indicates that fish are still onto targeting larger prey items as the waters are cooling before it hits single figures and all your prey goes to sleep. So yeah, they are still on the prod. Water temperatures are still on the moderate to cool side, however, lower teens, but on the occurrence of a sudden, really cold snap, which is usually occurs around the first frosts, some side effects may be noted on the still waters of the Midlands. One of these being an inversion of the water, and this occurs when the surface layers are cooled suddenly compared to the water at greater depth. So these surface waters become dense and heavy, and the upper water layer drops to the bottom of the dam. This can have the effect of stirring up the bottom, causing the water to go dirty and dark. Not too serious for the fish, but more so for the angler, as it's rather off-putting to be fishing in filthy, dirty water. Much more fun to be had in crystal clear winter waters, where sight fishing comes into its own. So yeah, so don't be put off. Still throw a line. The fish will still be there, but yeah, you ain't gonna tell unless there's a fly in the water. On the riverfront, conversely, the rivers haven't seen that much action of late, probably due to the fact that the lower reaches are still a bit high, and anglers, myself included, are loath to waste fishing time traveling. That being said, I did spend a fantastic day last weekend on the upper reaches of the Little Tugela, and we had a fantastic day. One weight, dry fly, fish on almost every cast, the weather held out, What more does one really need to ask for? A really, really fantastic day. So, yeah, put the time in. Travel out for the moment. You've got 2 weeks of river fishing before it's season closes and it's still water only. So, as mentioned, the bass action seems to have slowed down. I've had no reports, interestingly, from Albert Falls, but word is that Midmar is still fishing okay. With both dams still sitting at full supply level, a great way to fish the margins with flooded vegetation is with a swim jig. Now, I saw some video footage of an angler doing fairly well on Midmar Dam with a white jig. Interesting, white is not really the color for Midmar. Word from the water is generally it's a dark blue with some black. So, hey, but you never know. Pick out your favorite lure, plastic, don't chuck it. You can only tell once it's in the water. There are some other species to target, of course, and I had an interesting request for a 9-weight fly rod recently where the angler was targeting barbel, otherwise known as the whiskered mermaid. Now, I've had one, a small one that is, of approximately about a meter on the end of a 5-weight rod before, which I nearly bent double. I saw my arbor knot about 3 times, good tussle, but as I said to that angler, I said, rather you than me. But hey, if that's your game, well, go and throw a line, chaps, and let's see those reports.
Wow, what another fantastic report coming through on the freshwater side from Jan. Thank you so much for that, Jan. We really appreciate it, and I'm glad you didn't burn those notes down because that report was in such great detail. And yes, we do enjoy your puns, your intended puns at that, as well as your advice, great advice on those baits and the inspiration to go and try different baits and get out there. Like you said, you'll never know unless there's a fly in the water. So all in all, the salt water is looking pretty good. The fresh water is looking pretty good. Our fishing coming up for the next couple weeks is looking fantastic. A lot to look forward to. So KZN is going to be the place to be. Now, guys, it is going to be a wet weekend. It's going to be a bit cold. If you are not going out fishing, please pop into your local tackle stores. Pop into the Kingfisher. Check out their trading hours. Get this latest advice for what's going to be coming up, because the fishing is getting better week by week and you want to make sure that you are ready for it. So go check out the latest Daiwa reel, go and get the bait guide, go on to the YouTube videos, speak to the tackle store owners and ask them what do you need to make sure you've got the right tools in your arsenal for this season. And with that being said and running off the show, as always, keep your fishing area tidy, respect the bag limits, and fish for the future. Guys, special thanks to the Kingfisher for making the show possible. We could not do this without them, and more so, we could not do this without the expert correspondents from their stores. So guys, always make sure to support those that support you, and in this case, the Kingfisher.
This show is proudly brought to you by the Kingfisher. The Kingfisher has stores in Durban, Warner Beach, Ballito, Kloof, and Pietermaritzburg.